This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by the Parent House. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon, a busy week to be sure, and we're covering a lot of news stories around Douglas County. Wanted to talk about a change that was announced on Friday in terms of a timeline, and that's the Umpqua Community Action Network with its operation of the U-Trans bus system. That fully moving over to the Umpqua Public Transportation District starting on May 1st, and Board Chair Mike Baker's in. Thanks for coming in today.
Oh, you're welcome. Glad to be here.
So you've been on the Transportation District Board since it was officially formed, right?
That's correct.
And talk about, maybe just let's sort of back up and explain maybe a little bit about how transportation has evolved to get to this point.
Well, you know, 10 years ago, I was involved with the transit a little bit when the Umpqua Regional Council of Governments used to run transit. So they, actually it was Douglas County has run the transit system, but they contracted with the Umpqua Regional Council of Governments at that time to do that. And about 10 years ago, the Council of Governments disbanded, and that service went back to Douglas County, and Douglas County then turned around and contracted that service out with UCAN. So for the last 10 or so years, UCAN has been providing that service. And then fast forward a little bit to 2017, the legislature passed House Bill 2017, which is a bill that provided a lot of transportation funding for road projects of for cities, counties, and the state. And it also, for the first time, provided funding for transit systems. We're actually one of the last states in the country where the state didn't really provide any funding for transit up until that point. So seeing that, the Douglas County Board of Commissioners said, you know, hey, you know, we don't want to be the ones in charge of all this additional money and all this stuff that's happening. This is really the time that everybody's been talking about all these years. It's time to form a transportation district. And so in 2018, the Board of Commissioners did that in September. And in the November, there were elections at the end of 2018 in which a 7-member board was elected. I was one of those. And then in 2019, so July of 2019, Umpqua Public Transportation District then took the reins from Douglas County. And what we've done is we've continued to contract out with UCAN for the fixed route service. Those are the big buses that you see around Roseburg, Winston, Sutherland. There's some commuter routes down into South County as well. And then we also have all the contracts for the Dial-A-Ride providers. So those are those blue and white vans you see that say Douglas Rides on those. And that provides a different type of service. And those are located throughout the county.
And so now it's kind of an evolution. Was the idea to make the shift now, because this essentially the last several months has kind of given you time to get things formulated, figure out exactly how you're going to operate moving forward?
Yeah, so, you know, of course, we had to develop not only all the policies and procedures and ordinance and things for ODOT and for the Federal Transit Administration to approve, but we also had to set up a governmental entity in and of itself. So a special district, much like Fire District 2, Umpqua Water Basin, RUSA, things like that. We're a completely separate entity from any other government entity, formed again as a special district. And so it's been getting all those pieces up to speed. We actually didn't even receive any funding, even though we took it over in July. We actually didn't even receive funding until nearly September, late August or September. So we went almost a year after being created, really without any funding to our name. Fortunately, transit is a reimbursement type thing quarterly, so. So we were able to do it that way. But now we're taking that next step in the evolution, which is really taking over the fixed route service. We will never probably be ever taking over the Dial-A-Ride services. Those are services that are provided by different cities and nonprofits throughout our county. But in terms of the fixed route system, this has been something that's been planned all along and is now that we're in that evolution.
And this additional funding through the legislature was a vehicle that imposed a small tax, if I remember correctly, on certain areas, right?
Correct. This is a payroll tax that everybody pays. You and I all pay that. And that money, you know, comes back to the area that paid it. So those that are employed that are paying that, it comes back to Douglas County and we spend the money. It's not going something that's going up to Salem or up to Metro or TriMet up in Portland. It stays here in Douglas County and we'll benefit that. And you know, as we move forward, you'll see the service begin to expand. So right now we're at pretty minimal transit services for a population our size, and we'll continue to develop and change that in the coming future.
And the funding then provided by that small tax really changed everything.
It really did. It'll help stabilize the system in terms of funding and just providing those services, but really provides us greater opportunities. For example, some of the projects that we've got coming up are will be to increase routes. So we'll have a new route that we're planning that will go up to the YMCA and the movie theater and Social Security office. That's one that's been asked for a long time. And we'll change the frequency of the bus stop. So rather than in Roseburg stopping every hour, we'll have a service every half hour to the stops, and then we'll increase service out to Winston and Sutherland and other areas as well.
And so moving forward with all of this, it's probably a pretty interesting time to be on the board.
There are lots of changes and things happen really fast. And, you know, you wish you could take time to do some of these things. And unfortunately, you know, you just have to go with it and do the best we can. And, you know, our intention is to this changeover to be invisible to the user. This is something that will just happen behind the scenes. One day UCAN will be delivering the service, and the next the transportation district will be.
As the transition began, you almost didn't really have a place to even have an office initially, right?
Oh, we didn't have any office. So, you know, as I went around even just trying to open up a bank account or getting insurance, they asked me, what's my address? And I thought, oh, yeah, we don't have an address. So without asking, I ended up using the UTRAN's office downtown as our address. And so it was more of a mail drop. However, recently we've begun leasing or in the process of purchasing a property off of Diamond Lake Boulevard that has a facility that'll large enough to house the operations and most importantly, of course, park the buses and things as well.
Wow. Now, obviously, jumping into something this new, a number of people, you know, ran for the board, that got involved, coming from a lot of different areas of the community. How has that helped to have a board that's got a pretty diverse background and a knowledge base?
It's been good. I mean, we have people that are familiar with transit. We have people that aren't that familiar with transit. We have, you know, I'm a transportation planner by profession myself. We have an attorney. We have a nurse, so we have that health side. We have somebody that's a provider on the dial-a-ride side. We have somebody who's driven school buses and, you know, so from that driver perspective. You know, we have people who have worked with other government entities from different areas of the county, North County, South County, Central. So it's a pretty diverse group. You know, I think we try to do our best to do what's right for the citizens of Douglas County.
And I imagine your profession working for the Oregon Department of Transportation probably was one of the things that pushed you to end up being chosen as board chair by the other folks.
I don't know if it was that. I guess that's something they would speak to. You know, it may have been more of my work or participation on things such as the Roseburg City Council and just some of that experience and other organizations.
Going to take a break on Inside Douglas County. More when we come back. Mike Baker talking about the Umpqua Public Transportation District. The interview podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248, News Radio 1240 KQEN. Lars Larson coming up at 1. a special Talking Health this afternoon. I'll be sitting in for Lisa Platt, but Dr. Bob Dannenhofer and a number of folks coming in from Public Health in Douglas County to talk about the response to COVID-19. Mike Baker here, board chair for the Umpqua Public Transportation District. So what are kind of the last steps as you move over to essentially fully operating this from UCAN helping now?
So, one of the biggest steps, of course, is bringing all the employees over and setting all that up. We've been setting up salary schedules and benefits and all those kind of things that have to happen, administrative staff that UCAN provided before, certain agencies like payroll and things we still have to contract out for. And then it's just all the contracting, between ODOT and UCAN, or ODOT and the district, or the district and UCAN. And so a lot of amendments and processes that have to be put in place. We're still meeting and have a huge checklist of items at each other that we need to work on. Accounting, just a whole range of things.
You mentioned getting a building and for offices, bus storage and all that. What's your guesstimate on a timeline for all that?
Well, we have the building, and I think we just got some of the IT stuff put in there and some of the phones connected last week. Still working on that with our call center. We'll be moving the dispatch center from Sutherland to this office down there. And then we're looking at acquiring a piece of property next to the one that we're purchasing. So we'll acquire both of them together and constructing a parking, basically a big parking lot with a little bit of a mechanical, maintenance building and a bus wash there as well. So, and those are all projects that are funded through this new funding, this what we call STIF funding from House Bill 2017.
So where's the property you set out, Diamond Lake?
It's where the old AA surveying was, so kind of across from ADAPT by the old Crazy Bruce's store that was there. There's a convenience store there now, and it's just up on top of the hill. You may see the buses parked up there even today as you go by.
So how many staff do you have right now? I know you said you're essentially moving staff that were working for UCAN that are now working for the district.
Well,
by the time you get to this point.
Yeah, we have two. So we have our general manager, Cheryl Chase, who wanted to be here but is traveling today. And then an executive support position. But we're in the process, again, of rehiring. We have to, as we move from UCAN employees to district employees, we want to make sure that their benefits are pretty much continuous, work is continuous. But we're in the process of basically interviewing and rehiring most, if not all, of those people.
So as you look to the future with this funding, how do you go through the process of saying that you mentioned some additions to routes and time, have more buses more frequently and all of that? How are you putting all of those things and even maybe further up the road ideas? What's the process to going, okay, that would be a good idea, that wouldn't, et cetera?
Well, that's a good question, Kyle. A couple processes that we have used and are using. One is these projects have to be in a plan. So partly what we've used has been a previously adopted plan, the Douglas County Coordinated Plan for Transit Services in Douglas County. Plans such as updates on the Roseburg Transportation System Plan, Sutherland, as they've updated their transportation plans. And then the district has also just received a grant from ODOT and Department of Land Conservation and Development to develop a transit master plan. So we're going to break it off into two, because we have to have a plan for this next round of projects to happen. And so there'll be a quicker, kind of a quick set there to do maybe a 5-year plan on some projects. And then we'll come back and we'll do a more longer range plan for probably another 15 years beyond that, in terms of different routes, different options. And we'll probably take a more in-depth look at that plan, at the existing routes even, and look at modifying or changing some of those.
So to do these plans, then, is that the board, or is that the board plus some other folks who you're getting help from? How's that going to work?
That will be staff and consultants. And then, of course, it'll be it's a transparent process. It'll be open to the public. There'll be public meetings, opportunities for public comment and input. I imagine there'll be some surveys or something on buses and things that will be available.
How important do you think bus transportation is in an area like this? People have talked about for years that for some folks in particular, if you live here and you work here or go to school there, that it's been very hard to do some of those things, and maybe some of those people can't drive, can't afford a vehicle economically, or can't drive for other reasons. Do you feel like this is going to make some big changes in life in Douglas County in terms of what's available?
I think it will. So remember, there's a couple different kinds of transit services we provide. There's the fixed route system. That's the big blue buses that you see in Roseburg. And people in those, will go to a stop. We have wheelchair lifts. We have things like that that are available. But they're they go to fixed locations. As we look at making modifications and changing to that system, you may see us a little closer into neighborhoods and things where it's not so far to walk. We look at what's called first mile, last mile, so that distance between wherever you're at and the bus stop, can you get there? Can you walk there safely? Can you ride a bike there safely? And then the second part of the system that we have is our Dial-A-Ride providers, who are typically geared toward senior people and disabled, but it's also open to the public if there's room on those, and those will take you kind of door to door. So there's a lot of, and they also have wheelchair lifts and things like that for people that are make it difficult to get around. But I think as we increase the frequency, so it's a little more usable, we increase the reliability, make sure that we're on time to stops. And we've already seen growth beginning to happen again. That transit will continue to grow.
What about these actual bus stops? Is there commonality between what the structure looks like, what the signage is? What are you working on there?
Well, years ago, we received Umpqua Transit received a grant. I think this was when it was under the Umpqua Regional Council of Governments to do some bus shelters. What they didn't ask for money was how to install them. So I had worked with a number. I was in Boy Scouts and worked with a number of Eagle Scout to do some projects who basically constructed those. We had a lot of support from the City of Roseburg Public Works Department, who did some of the concrete pads and pouring and allowed us to construct the shelters at their site. As we move forward, we're looking at adding some additional shelters where we can. I think we put them in as many places as we can with the permissions from property owners that we could get at the time. Of course, a lot of those have changed hands, and so there may be some other opportunities. You know, we see pretty frequent ridership over by the Roseburg Valley Mall on the side across. We have a shelter on the other side by Walmart. We see them over by McDonald's on Stewart Parkway. We see some downtown and people waiting, and we want to make sure they've got a safe place to meet. There have been some upgrades in terms of solar, in terms of lighting and different things. But we're looking at continuing to add shelters and to improve those for the public.
So if people want to find out more about what you're doing and maybe what's coming, kind of put out the social media, the web information about the district.
Well, we're working on that. So right now we have the two websites that you could go to. One is Douglas Rides, which is more information about the Dial-A-Ride, the providers, and how to contact those and arrange for services. And then the U-Trans is umquatransit.com. And there, again, there's some information, some schedules. You could call the office. I don't know what the phone number is offhand. But those are on the websites as well.
All right, Mike Baker from the Umpqua Public Transportation District, the board chair. Thanks for coming in this afternoon.
All right, thank you.
1257 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by The Parent House. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Your home for Douglas County's news team. News Radio 1240 KQEN.